This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. It's a weekly series, and we like to focus on the impact of the arts and creative sector in our lives, in our community. And Creative Impact guests, those people are the driving forces that make Washtenaw County one of Michigan's strongest and most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs. Now, the Arts Alliance is the local agency serving and advocating for the creative people and industry experts who live, work, and own creative businesses in Washtenaw County, and lead the sector locally, nationally, and often internationally. The Arts Alliance is our partner in this weekly feature, and Deb Pollock is the president and CEO, and thank you very much for coming back in.
Well, of course. I'm glad to be here, David. You know,
wouldn't be the same without you.
It's probably true. Hey, so, you know, it's all about the brand, David. You know, it's all about the brand.
I've heard.
Well, I'm glad. Do you have a brand? We hear that businesses need a brand, destinations need a brand. Do you have a brand, David?
Well, I'm not yet at the level of a Kardashian.
Okay.
However, I tried to come up with an idea. What would be my brand? And I think I'm the living embodiment of the public radio series Hidden Brain. You know there's one in there, but you can't find it frequently.
David Fair, Hidden Brain.
There you go.
So really, seriously, no matter what we know or what we think, we're hoping that Danielle Milner, or our guest today, who's in the studio with us, who is a partner and account director and a strategist for Do Better, a brand studio located here in Ypsilanti, might be able to help us out.
Thank you so much for being here this morning,
Danielle. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
So tell me, what is a brand? If you could define it in a paragraph or so, what is a brand?
Yeah, so I think we've become really lucky that over the last several years, people have really begun to define it as the way that the things that people say about you when you're not in the room, right? That's sort of accepted version of your brand. And I think if we think about all of those points of contacts that someone has with your business or you as a person, it's sort of the gut reaction that they have after they leave your presence.
And so, this is right up your alley, Deb.
Right. What people say about us when we're out of the room. That's actually really interesting and something that I just wrote that down. Something for all of us to think about because that's probably really, really important. I really do have to confess one small thing. I actually have a marketing degree here from Eastern, so not to disparage my university, I really do know what a brand is. But, you know, so I have a question for you. Branding agencies, creative agencies, is that a fancy term for an advertising agency?
Well, I think now more and more agencies, whether they used to call themselves marketing agencies or communications firms or advertising agencies, now sort of everyone's sort of lumping themselves into this idea of brand. But if you look closely, there is a distinct difference, right? Marketing is about getting people to buy your product. Advertising is making them aware of who you are. And brand is really more centered in this idea of touching every communication point. So if you think about a business and maybe you adore that new sweater that you bought online from your favorite retailer and the experience of putting it in your shopping bag was great. Or maybe when you tried to use the app this morning to buy some coffee and it glitched out several times. All of those points of interaction are really the way that people go about feeling about you and feeling about your business. So there is a distinct difference, and all of them are valuable and important. But at Do Better, we really focus on the visual brand.
Do better, that seems very obvious. You want the clients to do better, correct?
And ourselves, yes, absolutely.
Is it possible to have a great product and if you don't have a great brand?
You know, those things, as well as business strategy and vision, all of those components fit together. So if you're saying one thing about yourself, but people are really experiencing something very different, that's a lack of trust, a lack of integrity. People are going to see through that right away, right? So it's important that everything align and that you see where you're going and where you'll be in several years, and then create the points of connection for the consumer and really help them understand how to feel that, what you stand for.
So there are some companies, some businesses that we interact with that services that we use that we don't really love to interact with, and we're kind of forced to do that, and we have no choice. But then there are others that we get to make those choices and decide to use them, and the full experience
what
is really
awesome.
What
ones don't you like, Deb?
Well, I'm not going to mention those on the air because, you know, I have to interact with them, and I know people that work there, so I won't do that. But I think we can all think of those experiences that you get really frustrated when you're held on hold forever, for example, and those kind of customer service experiences that we could say are terrible. But other time. So you're talking about all the whole experience from top to bottom.
Yeah, you can think of that if you were a startup company. Everything from the way your product is designed to the way your pitch deck looks to the way your packaging comes together. All of those things say something about the company or the brand or who you will become.
Can you give me an example, both maybe local and national, of a brand that really identifies that all of us might recognize?
Well, I don't know if you'll recognize it, but I hope people would go look for it after we talk about it. It's a company called Lush. They are a cosmetics company really aimed at improving. They have a very social standing in what they stand for. And they have a different sort of packaging. Their retail stores are set up very differently. So when you walk in, you're testing products. They have a lot of bath, body lotions, and cosmetics at the same time.
I've been getting my makeup at the wrong place. Is that what you're telling
me? Go check that out, David. Go check that out.
But they stand for something. It's not just about what they produce. They actually stand for something. So they have a product called a charity pot, and that charity pot returns millions of dollars to the community, to the communities that they're in across the country and across the world, actually. So that's
so
what
that
we
can
always
carry out
encourage.
In a social impact as well.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact, our regular Tuesday feature on 89.1 WEMU. Deb Pollock is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact. And our guest today is Danielle Miller. She is partner, account director, and strategist with Do Better, a brand studio located right in the heart of Ypsilanti.
So, Danielle, you started Do Better with your partners, but before that, you were a senior VP and strategist at a $2 billion corporation, seemingly a pretty stable and probably decently paid job. And I mention that because so often people think that a corporate position is like the holy grail for a creative person, you know, as though that is the goal. But you left that world to start a creative business, kind of a rather risky thing to do. I can imagine the perplexed stares that you got when you announced that decision. really. So what was attractive to you and your partners about starting your own business, and why Ypsilanti?
Yeah, so we feel really lucky to get to be able to do the work that we do. So, you know, every day, if you think about it, we're helping people take their vision, their values, their mission, this whole idea that they've set forth in the world about who they will become. And for many, it's the first time that they see what that looks like beyond a set of words on paper. And that is super fulfilling. It's also very humbling when you see those tears of joy, like, this is my dream and now it's real. And we've really found that Ypsilanti is, and Washtenaw County has been a place where we've been able to be accepted and that people have embraced us. It's also a place where we wanted to locate because we felt like we could build great brands here that could help, you know, set up the economic environment and really support the creative culture that's already here.
I think it's not an uncommon perception when people look at branding, at marketing, at advertising, and it all kind of runs together in one way or another, that it is a direct manipulation. Do you approach your work in creating brands for companies that are of integrity and not meant to manipulate but to inform?
Absolutely. So part of our process in working with a client is to start with strategy and research first and ask questions about what are you trying to do here? And there have been times when that hasn't aligned with the way that we feel about the world and what should be there. And we've had to say we're not here for everybody. But we want to be able to stand behind our work and that it's not about really just getting someone to buy something the first time. It's about creating a relationship or a community.
So as an organization, you've decided that there are products you will turn away if it doesn't meet a certain standard.
We absolutely have. And it's a tough choice, right? Because you want to help people be successful. But at the same time, you have to be true to what you believe. And And there will be someone who works with that client. Absolutely.
Sure. I'm sure that's shopping around and they can find it. So talking about community, are you finding and reaching the clients here in Washtenaw County and in Ypsilanti that you had hoped to find?
So the short answer is yes. I will say that we have a great client right across the street, Engage at EMU. They do great work over there. But the other answer that we like to talk about is that we've really come to realize that everyone gets stuck at some point. If you're the most talented individual in the world, you at some point know what it's like to get stuck. And so we really wanted to create...
No wonder I've never been stuck.
Lack of talent, is that what you're suggesting?
Could be.
But we wanted to create a place where people could come together and help themselves get unstuck. So we are putting together an event at the Riverside Arts Center on March 28th called Do Something. And it's for creatives of all sorts.
You've billed it as a non-conference.
It is. So this idea that there's something for everyone there, we want people to bring their opinions and perspectives, and we want to build the content of the afternoon based on what they want to talk about. And then in the morning, it's a series of inspirational talks with speakers from across the country. So not all of us can afford a ticket to a big city conference. And so what we wanted to do is bring in an affordable event, help elevate everyone's thinking, and take the richness of the folks who already live and work here and really grow together at this event.
So let me clarify. So the idea is that people sometimes get stuck on something that seems to be in the way but may not really be in the way?
That is true, right? So it takes a lot of courage to move ahead.
Well, we will look forward to the conference. We'll have more on that as part of our Creative Impact post at WEMU.org. It is March 28th at the Riverside Arts Center. Danielle, thank you so much for your time today.
It was great to be here. Thank you.
That is Danielle Milner, and she is a partner, account director, and strategist with Do Better, a brand studio located in Ypsilanti. Deb Pollack is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner for Creative Impact, and we'll look forward to our next visit, Deb.
Well, I will be here, and we'll have another great guest. Thank you, Danielle.
You are listening to your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, HD1 Ypsilanti.